Golden West Radio Network presents Crisis.
Hey, what's with the horn, buddy?
You gonna sit in that intersection all day?
No, I'm not gonna sit in this intersection all day. I was waiting for the light to change.
Well, it changed. So move it.
So I was waiting for some pedestrians to get out of the crosswalk. Do you mind?
How would you like a big fat lift?
Drop dead.
If you don't move that scallion driving, I'm going to shove it off the street.
Yeah? You so much as touch this car and you're in big trouble.
Are you threatening me?
You truckers give me a pain. You're all stupid.
All right, that does it. You just sit there and I'm going to punch out both of your lights, you creep.
Say, we're animals. Animals in a jungle.
Yes, animals in a jungle. The parallels are inescapable. A modern city and modern pressures can become a jungle where only the strong survive. And one city dweller, Bob Gresham, has just reached his breaking point. Trembling, with cold sweat darkening his double-knit jacket, Bob wheels his car into a parking garage, grabs for an antacid mint he always carries in his pocket, and starts for his office building to begin another day at the rat race.
I can't do it anymore. I've got a crack.
Hey, we watch where you're going.
Excuse me. The mobs. The insanity. It's going to kill me. I got to get away. I can't hack it in the city for another day, another week, another month. Travel agency. I never noticed this before. Getaway travel service? Oh, yeah. How I wish. How I wish.
Tonight, Crisis invites you to join Bob Gresham as he makes a momentous decision, as he and his wife discover an almost unknown island. Our story is called Welcome to Utopia, and I'll be back in just a moment with Act One. Now, back to Bob Gresham, standing on the sidewalk in front of Getaway Travel Service.
I've never been in here before, so why not?
Well, good morning. Can I help you?
Well, I hope somebody can.
We'll try.
I think I've had it.
With the city.
With the jungle. There's a jungle out there.
It sure is.
People are dehumanized.
They scream at each other like monkeys in trees.
It's all beaks and claws.
And for what? To survive and fight another day.
Yeah, but not me. I'm dropping out. I resigned from the battle.
Good for you.
Do you know what I just did out there? I stopped my car to let some people walk across the intersection. And this guy, in a great big truck, starts hollering at me. What do you expect me to do? Run him down?
Probably.
And I started hollering back at him. And then he actually started to get out and come over and hit me.
Would you like something?
Huh?
Tea. Some sweet iced tea.
Yeah, I could use something.
This is a blend we get from the West Indies. See if you like it.
Say, this is good. What brand is it?
Well, there really isn't any brand, actually. We get it, as I say, from a little island in the West Indies. Would you care to sit down?
Huh? No. I've got to be on my way. Actually, I just dropped off on my way to work because I...
Heard the music?
Yeah.
Soothing, isn't it? Ever been to Hawaii?
Yeah, about 6 years ago.
And?
That's too commercial.
You'd really like to get away from it all, right?
I think I'm going to have to. I've been thinking about Bermuda.
Now, you grow tired of it.
Well, and there's Tahiti.
And not much to do there.
Spain?
Everyone's in Spain.
Well, what's left?
You want a place where human beings can act like human beings,
right?
Lovely, balmy weather.
Yeah.
And no crowds.
All right, now, get me away from the crowds.
Yet you want a few basic necessities.
Well, sure.
Maybe even a little luxury here and there.
Well, you know, it's only human.
And look around this office.
Huh?
See all the travel posters?
Sure.
See those cabinets stuffed with travel brochures?
Yeah.
Let me give you a little tip. Avoid them like the plague.
Huh?
Those are the resort cities, the play cities, the big, merchandised, packaged, advertised vacation places. First it was Florida, and then Hawaii, then Spain, Tahiti, Scandinavia, Europe. And next they'll start merchandising Greenland and New Guinea. Now what you want is some place nobody has ever heard of.
Is there such a place? I've never heard of it.
Of course.
Oh.
Where do you think travel agents go when they've got a vacation coming? You think they all flock to the fashionable, merchandised tourist traps? Of course not.
Well, where did they go?
Have you ever heard of the Grenadines?
The Grenadines? No.
It's a chain of small islands in the West Indies. That tea you're sipping?
Oh, from the Grenadines?
Exactly.
Hmm. Well, it's funny, you know, that I haven't heard of them.
Not funny at all. It was planned that way.
I don't think I follow you.
There has to be one place on Earth that hasn't been overpopulated or polluted or commercialized. One of the Grenadine Islands, a tiny island 6 miles long and 2 miles wide, is paradise.
What's it called?
Utopia.
Utopia?
Shh! Oh. All your life you've been taught that Utopia is some make-believe land, some never-never land where everything is ideal. Well, there is a Utopia.
It's funny, though. You'd think somebody would have done an article on it or made a movie about it or something.
No. Don't you see? The Utopians wouldn't permit it. Utopia is the best-kept secret in the travel industry.
Well, then why are you telling me about it?
Because I believe you're a prime candidate for Utopia.
How come?
Because you recognize what our world has turned into. And you're young enough and, I presume, affluent enough to find an alternative to urban life.
Affluent enough? What would it cost me to visit this Utopia?
Visit? Oh, no, you won't be visiting. When you arrive in Utopia on that little boat that calls every week, you'll never want to return. Never.
Gotta be kidding.
No, listen, Camille, it's what we've always been looking for. No schlocky nightclubs, no neon lights, no TV.
What'll it cost us?
Airfare to Miami, $684. Then hop down to Puerto Rico, change planes, hop down to Port of Spain, Trinidad, then boat up to Utopia. Comes to just under a grand, and we can rent a little bungalow in Utopia for next to nothing, Gulliver says. And
Who's Gulliver?
The travel agent. How's that for a name, huh? Charles Gulliver.
Well, it sounds kooky. But, let's do it, Bob.
I knew you'd feel that way. It's all set.
Oh, wait until I tell Margie. And Laura. Laura and her Greek islands.
No, that's one of the stipulations, honey. You can't tell anyone about Utopia, or they won't even let us go.
What? Well, the best advertising in the world is one woman telling another woman.
Well, I know, but that's just it, see. The only way they can keep Utopia unspoiled is if nobody knows about it.
Oh.
Now, he made me promise.
Well, all right. I promise.
Okay. Now, Friday, we fly to Miami. By Saturday night, we'll be in Utopia.
Bob and Camille Gresham have flown to Miami, Florida, hopped another plane to Puerto Rico, and an even smaller plane to Trinidad. And then, by boat, to the tiny island of Utopia. The last rays of the sun are setting across the Caribbean as the Greshams stand on the dock, watching the light on the boat fade into the twilight mist.
Honey, we're here. Can you believe it?
No, I can't. Where is here?
Oh, it's a new way of life. Think of it.
But you couldn't tell me offhand where we're going to sleep tonight, could you?
Hey, look, now, isn't that somebody walking out of the dock?
Yeah. The official greeter, maybe?
Hi there!
Well, he speaks English.
Hi! Welcome, folks. Welcome to Utopia. My name is Robinson. Call me Robbie.
Well, it's nice to know you, Robbie. This is Camille, and I'm Bob, the Gresham.
Yes, we've been expecting you. Have a nice trip down.
Well, it's kind of tiring.
Well, you'll soon be getting the kinks out. Come on, my car's just over the seawall.
Say, you wouldn't by chance have a relative in the States, would you?
What makes you ask?
Well, you remind me of a fellow named Charlie Gulliver. He runs a travel agent.
Is that right?
Bob's been filling me in on how wonderfully primitive you are here on Utopia.
Well, I wouldn't say we're all that primitive, actually. Well, here's my car.
A new Jaguar.
Right there. Hop in, folks. Of
course, you'll see it all much better in the daylight.
Well, I'm certainly impressed with what you've already shown us.
Yeah, I didn't think things would be so modern.
Well, to live up to its name, Utopia would have to provide some of the contemporary creature comforts. After all, we do live in the 20th century. So we've become accustomed to a certain degree of luxury.
This hotel, it's just gorgeous.
Listen, Robbie, I hate to ask, but I couldn't find out the rates before we left the country. What's the rent on the room here?
Oh, it's complimentary first night, you know.
You mean free?
Right. And then first thing tomorrow, after you've had breakfast and a swim, we can go looking at cottages.
Furnished?
Oh, quite.
Well, listen, we might not be able to...
You'll find that everything is most reasonable, Bob. Now, stop worrying. Remember, this is Utopia. You're sure you're satisfied with this bungalow now? I can show you a dozen others.
Oh, no, this one's perfect. Well, just look. The Caribbean out one window, the mountains out of the other.
Yeah, there's just one thing, Robbie.
What's that, old man?
I noticed all the cottages appear to have, it looks like camouflage netting on the roofs.
Precisely what it is. We had to take that measure a few years back when air traffic got curious about us. The first thing you know, there'd be swarms of visitors pounding down here. So, from the sea and from the air, we appear to be just another tiny island in the chain. There are over 600 Grenadine islands spaced out over just about 60 miles of ocean, you know.
No, I didn't.
It makes us almost invisible, don't you see? All to the good.
Robbie, what about the rent on this place?
What about it?
Well, how much is it?
It's 40 a week.
Oh, you're putting me on.
Too steep?
Too steep. 40 a week is what you pay to park your car in New York.
Robbie, I think you'd better tell us a little more about Utopia.
Certainly. What would you like to know?
Well, the shops. What can you buy there?
Anything you need. And most anything you fancy.
Now, what about the taxes? I mean, if we should decide to stay here.
Taxes in Utopia? How could it be Utopia if there were taxes?
Well, how do you pay for improvements? The schools, the roads, and...
Contributions from the wealthy. Those who have it, share it. Those who haven't, don't.
Can it work that way?
Now, what about crime?
What about it?
Well, what's your crime rate?
We have no crime.
Oh, that low, huh?
No, old man. We have no crime whatsoever.
Not even a teensy-weensy crime?
Not even a teensy-weensy crime.
It must be pretty boring being a cop.
We have no police force. There's no need for one, you see. And we have no magistrates, no barristers, lawyers, no judges, no jails, no reform schools.
Well, that's unreal.
But quite workable. You'll see. Well, folks, you'll find food in the fridge and flowers in your back garden. I'll have to run along now.
Now, wait a minute. I almost forgot. Who's the rental agent, Robbie? Who do we pay for the cottage?
I'll take it. See that it gets to the right party.
Oh, how long have we been here now, Camille?
Oh, who's counting? Drink your iced tea.
I am. You know, there's something fishy about this paradise.
Is that a pun? Just because we're fishing?
No, I mean it. Nobody here works, apparently. Everybody's got money. American money. English money. German money. The stores, they take all kinds of money.
I know. It's an unstructured society. Yeah, I read about it somewhere. It said we'd feel uneasy for a while coming from a rigid social structure into an open society.
It's more than that. Something just doesn't fit. I think it's what Robbie said about no crime.
You miss crime?
No. But how can there be society without its outcasts? You know, even on a tiny island.
Hey, where are you going, Bob?
I'm going into the village. I'll be back pretty soon, probably. Guy must be the store owner. Okay. Here goes dumb experiment number one. First time in my life I've ever shoplifted a single thing. But I know he sees me. So I'm going to steal this. A pair of sunglasses.
Well, good afternoon, Mr. Gresham.
Bingo. He spotted me. Now we'll see how they handle crime in Utopia.
Well, enjoying the beautiful weather?
Yeah. It's just great.
And your wife, is she enjoying herself?
Oh, she's having a ball. Look, I just stole these sunglasses here from you.
Keep them. Compliments at the house.
But,
see anything else you want, just let me know. Good day, Mr. Gresham. Enjoy yourself.
Here. Here's what I'm looking for. I got a bank. First Bank of Utopia.
Ah, hello there. Can we help you?
Well, maybe so. My name's Gresham.
Of course, you're the new folks. Welcome to Utopia. Come on into my office. It's cooler in there, and we can have a nice glass of iced tea. Sit any place, Mr. Gresham. Now, are you interested in opening an account with us?
Well, not right away. We don't know if we're going to be staying yet.
Here's your tea.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, that's good.
Then, what can we do for you?
Well, I wanted to ask you something. Has your bank ever been held up?
No, it hasn't. Why do you ask?
Well, how can you account for that?
Well, it's a small island. There's really no place to hide and no way to get off the island without someone noticing. And besides, why would anyone hold us up, as you put it?
But there's no bank alarm system, then?
No. No safe deposit boxes, no time locks on the vault. In fact, there's no door on the vault. See? You can see into it from here, through the office window. There is no crime in Utopia, Mr. Gresham.
Is that you, Bob?
It's me. And I'm home.
I mean, I'm really home.
Where are you?
Out in the lanai. With Robbie.
Oh, is Robbie here? Oh, I'm glad you are, Robbie, because I think I've finally become adjusted.
What the hell you think you're doing?
It's called kissing, dear. You remember.
Well, what are you doing kissing Robbie? Get out of here, Robbie.
Oh, come, old man. Yeah, sit down and have some tea. Come here, old dear. Why don't you go get the money while Bob and I talk?
What money? Where are you going?
To get our money, darling. I'll be right back.
Wait a minute. Now, I find you kissing my wife. Now, she's getting our money. And now you say there's no crime in Utopia?
But there isn't.
What do you call making love to another man's wife?
Very enjoyable.
And stealing his money.
Stealing? There's no such thing as stealing. Do have a little iced tea, Bob. You'll need it.
What?
The money, Robbie.
Thanks, Camille. I think I'm beginning to get it.
What's that, dear?
Why, there's no crime in Utopia.
There's no crime in Utopia because there are no criminals, Bob. And there are no criminals because there are no laws.
What about man's conscience?
The final bulwark, yes. Consciousness of right and wrong. But we've overcome all that nonsense long ago. We have learned how to overcome that troublesome, antiquated barrier to bliss, the conscience. And with no concepts of right or wrong, then there can be no wrong. And everything and anything is right.
You're all mad. You're crazy.
Have some more iced tea, Bob?
Yes, old man. You must, you know, have some more iced tea.
I think it was the tea that does it, don't you? I mean, would Utopia be a place with no rules, with no laws, with no right or wrong? Or would such a place soon become the other place, the opposite of Utopia? I'll return in a minute with a preview of next week's Crisis program and the names of tonight's players. Tonight, Crisis has presented Welcome to Utopia, with Jack Morton featured as Bob Gresham, Pat French as his wife Camille, James Higgins as the travel agent and Robbie, and Douglas Young as the trucker, the banker, and the shopkeeper. Script and direction by yours truly, Jim French, who cordially thanks you for being with us tonight and invites you to join us again next Thursday at the same time for another Crisis.